I am Ethan Van Horn today, here with, I already messed this up. JT and Nico, go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Heyo, I'm JT.
Hi, I'm Nico.
And we're going to be talking about a game called Destiny 2. It had just released a new expansion, which basically adds a lot of stuff to the game, called Beyond Light. It was extremely hyped up and was going to be like the biggest thing they've ever done with Destiny. So we were all super excited, and we're here to talk about like what we thought about it and stuff and just see what we thought. So I think the start is the hype. So Beyond Light had a lot of hype behind it, right? A lot. I mean, even us, like we were super hyped for it. I know I watched the trailer like 5 times over and the day before it came out, just because I was so ready. But do you think that what you expected from it met your expectations? Like what you got, did it meet your expectations?
Honestly, no. I think they overhyped it a bit too much. It seemed like some very like huge, like big, like thing that would just change, like would add so much content to the game and so many hours, when in reality it added a lot of stuff, but it didn't exactly do as much with what they were trying to, like, it didn't do as much as like they kept hyping up. There weren't very many things to get. There weren't many things to do as they were advertising, basically.
And I agree with that. And I think also a big problem was they also removed a bunch of content when they added that. And so the game ended up being smaller after they added the update.
Yeah, what did it go from, like 80 to 50 gigs or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They removed a lot of content from the game, which I agree. Some of the content they removed, I get it. But they're like, there's these things called raids, which are 6-player activities that are like difficult and they're fun and it's teamwork. They removed pretty much all of those. We have 3 now, including the new expansion one. It feels kind of wrong. Wait, do we have 3 or 2? No, we have 3. It feels kind of wrong in that sense, because I feel like it would have been fun to have those with the new thing. But like, as someone, put in perspective, JT and Nico have pretty much just started playing Destiny and getting into Destiny. They've never really played it before. JT played a little bit of Destiny 1, but never was there for it. I've been at Destiny since the very beginning, since day 1 of Destiny 1. So it met my expectations personally, not because there was a lot of content, but because I knew what was going to come out of this. In Destiny 1, the expansions were very small and limited. In Destiny 2, the expansions were kind of good, kind of bad. The one before this was really good. So I was expecting exactly what I got. I think the only issue is a lot of the content they've put out is time-gated, which, if you don't know what that means, basically, it's gated on certain times. So the raid, once it was first beat by a team, almost half the content had unlocked, like re-unlocked and stuff. And that was the only thing that unlocked it. Before that, it was kind of boring, and then you got to do more. So I think doing that was smart, but I think there's not enough content in the game to make that still good. You know, I think that was the issue there. Because even now, I'll look and I'll be like, there's just nothing.
Yeah, no, it seems like they're just like, they're slowly like giving us like bits and pieces of more and more content as like the days progress. But like, it's like, there isn't like, basically I'm almost finished with all the content that they have in the game right now. And so all I'm doing is just every now and then getting on if I feel like playing the game, but there's nothing, like there's no objective reel anymore. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to get. Yeah. And I'm just waiting until the next thing comes out, which who knows when that will ever be, really.
It really is. Like, at a certain point, like, I'm almost done as well. And at a certain point, I love the game and, like, the way it's an FPS, which is a first-person shooter, and the gunplay and everything feels amazing. They're so satisfying to use, all that. But you can't really be satisfied using them if you have nothing to do or you don't want to do anything. Especially since you can't go into certain things alone, and these missions are like, get 90 final blows. So basically, kill an enemy with an ability 90 times. If someone else takes that kill, you don't get any progress for it. And that gets really, degrading in a sense after a certain point, because of the fact that, like, you will just be so close, and it just, all your, like, random teammates will just start stealing everything, and you just don't want to play the game at that point, because it's annoying.
And it Destiny is a very it's a very repetitive game. Like you're gonna be doing a lot of the same stuff like many times, but it's the gunplay and like just the gameplay that makes that repetitiveness still rewarding and feel good. But the like new stuff they added where it's just like it's almost just there's so much just grind for grind's sake, and there's no like even once you get the reward for be doing that, it like it just you don't it just kind of feels empty, like you just wasted 3 hours for like something that you're gonna use once.
And they removed a lot of guns, which was to make it so basically it was like you there were so many guns in the game that like you would have the best what are called rolls and basically the best way like your guns would be the best they could be. So the reason they removed these guns isn't because it took up too much space or anything, because they wanted to like have you get that grind again. You want instead of just being overpowered immediately. So I think it was smart, but what they should have done is turned all those guns into like made it so you can't use them, but then added them and be able to use them again, but you have to get the new rolls to be able to use it basically. Like you have to get another gun. The one you have is no longer available to be upgraded in a sense. There's a lot of stuff they could have done with it, but I'm happy. And the thing about it, the big thing is that there's a thing called stasis, which is like it's basically like an ability form. They are hinting at the two DLCs that are coming out next or expansions are going to have two new subclasses of these types. So they were hinting at that. That's, I think, the big thing that we are going to get two new, and it's going to be a huge thing for the game.
And overall, like I do like the expansion. I think definitely it, knowing the game more, since this was mine and Nico's first expansion in Destiny, I think that we just I think it they might oversell it a bit just because that's kind of that might be what they have to do. But and it seems like the expansions aren't exactly as huge as you would automatically think they are. But I still think overall I liked the expansion. Didn't exactly meet my expectations, but it was still a good expansion in my eyes.
Well, I think the expansion could have been good, but also that I think it was overpriced for how much content was actually added into it.
True, I can.
I just have to say, I don't think you would be saying that if they didn't remove content, though. And I agree with you.
Yes.
Maybe not, but I just think that for what stuff they added, $40 is not a
Yeah, but you
optimal
d
price
so
point.
okay, the DLC itself was $40 and the deluxe edition was $70.
Yeah, but the deluxe edition you're paying for like almost like a subscription over time thing.
Kind of, yeah. So, but
Yes.
basically, that $70 is a lot. You just have to add a lot of content, which they do add a good amount. But since they removed so much content this time, it doesn't feel as much because half the guns you were able to get are now not available. I mean, JT can vouch for this. At the beginning of the season, or like the DLC, there was almost no guns in the loot pool, so you'd be getting the same things constantly. Like it was just
Yeah.
over and over again. And it was actually last week that they added like guns back from older seasons because they were like, no one wants this. So they didn't like it's. I mean, I don't know. It's sad because like I love Destiny, but removing content like that was a bad idea. It
I think
just.
I
and
now
like
I'm
yeah.
like stuck in this spot where, we're playing a game and I just keep getting that same gun that stars in the
Yeah.
shadow over and over again.
Yeah, it's a yeah. I think I think that like at least personally, like me thinking into the future of the game, I think right now currently it is a bad it was kind of a bad thing, but I think in the future it might actually turn out to be a good decision because them removing older con like some older content lets them kind of more easily bring in like it, I guess I, it's hard to like kind of put into words because you would think just more content equals better game, but I
But
think
it's
removing
not, though.
that content yeah I because most of the content that they did remove
No one used.
the raids are the biggest thing that they removed that people actually play.
And the
Everything else
strikes.
they, everything else they removed no one really went to. Like there were a bunch of like planets you could go to. No one ever really went there except for a very specific like quest thing you had to do. So I think this actually leaves a lot more room for improvement and like adding new stuff, maybe kind of grandfathering in old stuff like which they are doing. They're kicking stuff from the first game, putting in the second game. And I think it might be for the better.
I think they need to Raids are a bad idea, and there's these things called strikes, which are like basically hard missions, and they removed like 90% of them, which kind of sucks because I get they removed the destinations, but all they had to do was change the strikes a bit so where you could only load into those things. It wouldn't make sense in a lore standpoint, but the fact that over all of them are gone, some of the best strikes are gone, it's just kind of like, you know, and to keep the game alive now before the next DLC comes out, they need to add new places and a lot new content in these next few seasons because they'll update the game every 3 months or so, but like, well, obviously like a big update, but like, until the next DLC comes out, there's not enough content to keep me going for a year. I mean, there's a lot, and if they and the next each time the 3 months repeats, I'll have enough, but for now, I'm not going to be playing at the end of December most likely, unless they add something big. So, I don't know how you guys feel, but that's how I feel. What do you think the best part of the expansion is? Like, what did you like the most?
Stasis. That's
Yes,
probably the best thing that came out of it.
so yeah, the stasis subclass, or like the basically it has your everything, like all of your non-gun like abilities. Like you'll have a grenade you can use, or a melee you can use, or like another specific thing that's to whatever class you picked. So it's like it and it's those like that was like definitely the most exciting part of the expansion, because it like it breathed like really honestly really necessary and like light into the game, like because kind of the other abilities were kind of getting old for me, and like I didn't really like them too much, and this new subclass like really kind of was really fun and really like engaging, and it's really nice, and that's probably I think it was the best thing, definitely.
And it kind of revamped how the class works from the other ones, because this one's called a darkness instead of a lightness subclass. And the way you like upgrade or increase it, it works differently than the light subclasses.
Yeah, it does. And the other thing about them is they joined before the DLC came out, and everything was unlocked for them. But when I played in Destiny 2, there were things you had to do a lot to get. You didn't just get them immediately. Which is not to downplay like what they did, but it's just like I feel like if they had to do that as well as getting Stasis, the subclass, I feel like they'd have a lot more. But yeah, Stasis is definitely my favorite part too. I think the glitch finder in me wants to say the out of map because COVID and everything made them all work from home and there's like no QA on the game because they couldn't risk sending files over the internet and getting like having them stolen and then being able to play the game. So they had to do some special stuff and like they didn't really get to test it that much. So the amount of like out of bounds glitches and like flying glitch, it's just fun to me, but Stasis was a great move because the way the other subclasses work is they feel like energy. They feel like using magic. Stasis feels like using actual, like, physical. It's an ice subclass, so it feels physical instead of an energy thing. Because you're throwing down ice, you're freezing enemies instead of just setting them on fire or just doing damage, right? I think that's the big deal about this new thing, which made it. It makes the game a lot. You can play the game a lot different now, which is a great thing.
Yeah, it added a bunch of like of different ways to approach things. There's like the new customization for that subclass it added. Like there's like a bunch of things you can do, like with all of your abilities, and even it even helps your guns too. Like it was just it's really fun to like test out what things are work and not and don't work. And it's surpri and they were surprisingly good at, because like initially going in, watching the trailers and stuff, I thought that these subclasses were gonna be like stupid broken, and at the very beginning they were, but they actually patched them and made them better very, very quickly, and made them actually playable in like both like the PvE and PvE. PvP, sorry.
And for anyone who doesn't know what PvP and PvE are, PvP is player versus player fighting other people, and PvE is player versus everything or environment. It's like AIs and generated enemies instead of real people. But yeah, no, I do think that they've done really well with making people happy because the really quick adding of weapons back to the loot pool was a great idea, and stuff like that is just really smart to me. But that's enough about like the good stuff they do. What do you think is the worst part of the expansion? The worst thing ever?
I think that the worst parts are the some of the missions to unlock
fragments.
Certain things. Yeah, because they get to be really tedious and repetitive.
Yeah,
and just time consuming, and it's just not a fun experience.
And as a YouTuber, Evan F said, he said he likes it because it's more to get move towards, but they're not worth it. So these, it's called fragments. They basically tweak the way that the stasis works a little bit. But to get them, it's like kill 70 enemies with your melee ability, get 25 shatter kills, which shattering is like killing someone when they're frozen, and then it's like get 70 ability final blows kind of thing. And overall, it doesn't sound that bad, but when you're doing it with two other randoms or two other people that need the quest as well, you just have everyone everyone going for it, so it just, you don't get anything done, it feels like. It's pretty rough.
Because you have to do these in very specific activities.
Things,
in the game.
It's not like, one of those things where you can just do them solo. You have to do them.
No, it's very they're very tedious, and there are some nice fragments that diverse the game up. But like, I think they need to definitely make those a lot better to like obtain. And also, personally, I think the grind, like the end game grind, once you kind of beat all the story missions, once you get to the end where you're kind of unlocking your fragments and stuff for your subclass, that's definitely like a bad part. But honestly, one of the worst things is a new thing they added in this expansion, which is like,
Sunset?
There are these areas in the game.
Oh.
Are called there are these areas in the game called Lost Sectors, and they're like secret areas where they're not that secret, but they're kind of areas that you can go into. They're like normally pretty tough. You'll have to like face like a mini boss at the end almost. And so in this expansion, they added a higher difficulty to those Lost Sectors, made them even more difficult. And the reward they put behind them is like a very rare piece of gear that you can only get from those Lost Sectors.
I was gonna say, so they're called exotics, and they're like the ultimate piece of gear. Like you can only have one at a time, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they added two. So there's three classes. Basically, I'm not gonna go into details about the game, but three classes. Each class got two exotics. These rotate daily. These Lost Sectors difficulties, and it's only a rare chance at the easier one to get it, and at the higher one, it's a common chance. It's not even guaranteed. So I got the exotic I wanted after maybe 10, 15 runs, because I had to get every other piece of gear before I got it. I got the arms I wanted maybe after 20 runs, and I actually, JT, I don't know if JT was, JT, were you there for, you joined in late, but Nico was there for it. Remember when I had to use my controller?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was like the most rough thing I've ever done. Like, it made me angry, and then...
And
yesterday, actually, there was another one. There was one that I did like 10 times and got nothing 10 times in a row, and I was just done. I just quit Destiny for the day. That's the kind of thing that, like, I like the idea of it. I think they should have had it some way to tweak it to be teams.
You have to run it there completely solo.
Make it a cumulative chance. If I don't get it the first time and it's a 5%, make it a 10%, then 20, 40, 60, 80, 100 kind of thing, maybe. Something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm not getting a 5% chance, and I do 20 runs and don't get anything, because that's the worst feeling in the world. So, but that's the only way I would improve the expansion, really, because what they're doing, I know they're setting up for something, right? So I'm not judging them too hard for deleting content, because they're setting up for something. But the way they made that is like, normally exotics are random drops, so you just get them from getting lucky. But this one's like, it's awful.
Personally, I think a much better way they could have approached that, like the removing of content, is instead of doing it all in like one fell swoop and when the expansion came out, I would think it'd be better, because like that like alien, because like this expansion definitely brought a lot of new players to the game, or like in a lot of people who haven't played for years, and so coming back to like let like your content just being removed is kind of disheartening, like. So I think it would have, if they really needed to do that, if they wanted to remove content that much, I think like a more slower process, like maybe leading up to the expansion or immediately like leading up to the expansion, like more slowly removing content through the expansion instead of just removing it all at once, would make things a little more easier, because it would allow people to like get into it more and not like just come into the game and be like, what happened to all this content?
Yeah,
I
no,
think that might have been an easier way to do it, or a
I
better way to do it.
completely. And it was the removal was geared towards new players, so they're not overwhelmed when they get in the game. Like Nico was, for example, when he got in the game,
Yeah.
he didn't play for a long time because he was overwhelmed. It's crazy.
There was too much stuff to do, and it didn't give you a real good job. Well, tell you a real good job, like. And so you kind of just end up sitting there and you kind of figure everything out for your own, and
You
it's so much,
basically
it's
need.
just like.
Especially since we got Nico, the only reason he started playing the games was we wanted to do raids, like I mentioned earlier, the 6-man event, and we have a group of 6 people. So he came in only doing raids and had no idea anything else about the game, pretty much. So he's enjoying it more now, though, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yep. Game's a
Even
lot
though,
better now.
yeah,
Yeah.
no, it definitely is.
And I definitely think it has a bright future. I think the going into the 2021 and the next expansion, I think it's going to be, this expansion wasn't exactly something spectacular. Like it was a good expansion, but it didn't like break any boundaries or anything, or didn't do anything great. But I think it's not exactly the gigantic, like the saving or like the making Destiny 2 like a really, really, really good game expansion. It's more kind of a bridge expansion, I think.
It's the framework, but I don't think it's gonna be brighter. I think it's gonna be darker, and if you play Destiny, you'll get that joke.
Oh, okay.
No,
Didn't like that.
no, but I really think they did a great job with this. I mean, it's not spectacular like he said, but it's leading up to
Was.
something big, and Stasis is so much fun. It makes the game like I switch back to the old subclasses, and like they're fun and all. And like I really have fun with one of them, but like Stasis just feels so different and it's new, and that's why I like it so much. I am waiting for the day that people we get so settled into Stasis that we start to switch subclasses, not because we need to, because we want to, you know? That's gonna be a good day because that I think it'll open up more content as well because we'll have more fun with that stuff. But for now, we're stuck with Stasis because it's the fun one. But it also gates a few things in hard modes and like end game content and stuff, so. Like the raid that you get, you're not supposed to use stasis, but I think every one of us but Nico uses stasis in that raid.
And that's just one of the other abilities, just a lot better.
Yeah, no, it's the raid was, and I want to talk about like the raid. So it's a hard event that like when it releases, it's a race to world's first. The world's first team of 6 people that complete it get the the exotic for the from the raid, everyone gets that, and also they get a belt, like an actual real belt. You'll have to look up like raid race belt because I can't show you on a podcast, obviously.
I thought they got a jacket.
And I don't know if they get a jacket as well, but I know they
No,
get the raid
for
belt.
completing the raid.
Oh.
Anyone who
Yeah.
completes the raid can get a jacket.
In the first week I thought it was, but whatever, that's not important.
No, it's okay.
Basically,
Yeah.
they gated content behind this. So what happened was the raid came out a Saturday, and once the raid was beat, 2 new exotic quests came out, kind of thing. Half like a lot more stuff from one of the vendors was out, and like a lot had just like, a lot had come out. So I am imagining that they'll do more like that whenever the next exotic quest comes out. They'll add a lot instead of adding less. But I could be wrong. I don't know. But the raid was like, so we haven't even beat the raid. We've gotten to the last boss.
Yeah. We're not the best players, but it was, I think it was fun.
No, it's even though like so there's this one boss that it's called his name's Aatrox if we mention him, but like he was, you know, he wasn't that bad at first, but he's so brutal to where if you die once, you have to like restart basically. And it's pretty brutal. And after 3 hours of doing it, all of us are what's like our mental state just kind of deteriorated so exponentially that it was awful. Like I thought at first like one of our friends Will was being funny, like you know doing what we normally do, and he was like making fun of Nico or something. But then he actually was like actually angry, and I was like, so I've been like saying stuff that was like kind of like a joke, but like you know everyone just got angry really quickly and we got off and then didn't complete it until the next week. But it was a I think that encounter will be easy once if we do something a little different, but Everything else about it so far is really fun. The one after it, like, we came in blind, basically, so we tried to figure it out ourselves. The first one, JT and I figured out really quickly. The second one, we looked up after a certain point because we were really annoyed, and we're like, oh, we're done trying to figure it out. We got most of it, though. And then the next encounter, JT and I figured out within, like, the first try, right? Remember that? We did it first. It was so satisfying. Yeah. And then the final encounter, we know what to do, but it's difficult. To say the least. Yeah. So.
But it was a good experience, and like beating the like because we were stuck on the Atrax encounter for like I think we did like one or two days of trying to do that, and like when we actually finally beat it, like the satisfaction of finally beating that thing that broke us and like made us like mentally and physically hurt. Was so satisfying. It was like a really, really great experience.
The only thing about it was we almost died at the very end. Like, so it's called wiping, is basically when your team has to restart the entire counter. So one of our teammates messed up and didn't do what he was supposed to, and he got it last second. But like, it was so close that we wiped and saw like the 6 second countdown until, you know, you go, and we didn't know if we were going to beat the encounter or not, because we had killed the boss, but we weren't sure. Like, it was that juggling, yeah, so, like, our hearts were racing. It was like,
It was a roller coaster. It was a roller coaster of emotion. We went from, like, because we went from thinking we won, but then we didn't actually beat the boss, and so we thought we won, and then we thought we were going to lose, and then we killed the boss, and then thought we were going to win, and then we wiped, almost, and so we thought we were going to lose.
Then we won. What happened was we killed the boss right as he did his wipe mechanic.
Yeah.
So he wiped us all, and he's dead. So I screamed, like, we did it. But also, the timer's counting down from 6 seconds. If that reaches zero, we have to restart. And it was, like, so tense to see if it gave it to us,
and it did.
It did, and it was so nice. But also, right. Like, I never want to go through that again, because that was, like, the worst feeling in the world. It was so terrifying, because if we didn't do it there, everyone would have gotten off.
If we didn't do it there, everyone would have gone off.
I don't think we would have touched it for another week, because that would have been so awful.
Yeah, actually, there is like kind of I was thinking like what I would actually like want to see them actually do in the future, like. I think the best thing, because they're introducing like old raids from Destiny 1 as well, but I think like a best thing to do in the future would just be to add like something that like maybe is like bridging the way between strikes and raids, because like strikes are like 3-man, kind of difficult, like shorter sections, and raids are long, 6-man hard difficulties, and I think having like maybe a middle ground one. I think would be I personally would enjoy, because it would be something where you wouldn't need like to be super focused. It could be something a lot more chill, a lot more fun, but it could also be rewarding and satisfying.
Yeah. And I think they also need to add more puzzles in like strikes. So like, because the raids have puzzles, right? So figuring the stuff out was kind of hard in the raids, but in strikes there's no puzzles there, right? So if we were going to go into a strike, it's just basically kill enemies. It's fun and all, but like having a puzzle there and being like, what do we do next, would also be so much fun. After the first time, obviously you'd figure it out, unless they did a way to randomize it, but it would still be a nice feeling to be able to be like, we have to do a puzzle, you know. I think that's a big deal. So I don't know, it's like
overall, if like I would give the rate or the expansion a rating, I would probably give it like a I don't exactly want to give it a 7.5, but it'd be somewhere between a 7.5 and an 8. So somewhere in that range, I think. Maybe an 8.
Yeah, right now I'm going to give it an 8.5, because it's not a 9, because a 9 implies I really enjoy it with a few things I don't like. The only thing that would make it a 9 is the glitches, but I don't really want to count those, because those are unintended, and they're probably going to get patched out at some point, right? Mm-hmm. But... the reason I give it an 8.5 is because, yeah, it's really fun, and I have a lot. I've probably played, I'm not going to say the number of hours. I've played a lot in the amount of time, I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
Too much. But, like, there's not enough content to keep me going for much longer, which is the scary part. Because, like, I want to be able to play this game for a long, long time. I love the game. But there's not enough content in my – to me – that – I will want to be going. So I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt with the 8.5 because I know that they'll lead into something amazing. If they, I really hope they do at the least. But like, as of right now, it's a scary feeling to know that the game could die off and become irrelevant because it's a free to play game with paid DLC. So if people stop buying the DLC, no one's gonna play the game and they're not gonna have money to keep on going. They're gonna have to go out of business. That's what's scary, to, at least to me. So.
And I would give it probably a 6.5 or a 7. I'm more brutal on it on the not as much content part because for me my attention span is really low, and so and so that content for me will run out or become not as interesting really fast. Yeah. Like I play it significantly less than like these guys here. At least it just depends who you are whether or not you'll be able to play that long. And at least for me, it's not being able to keep me hooked for too long.
And to give an idea of how short Nico's attention span is, literally, like,
I will forget like what I said like a minute ago.
Not even that. 2 minutes before we started this podcast, he was like, "Can I watch YouTube during this or no?" That's how short his attention span is. That's how short it is. It's like,
so, it's a game that it's a game that most definitely is not for everyone.
Like, oh no, it's
very repetitive and it's very like, if you don't like we're doing things over and over again or like you can't get hooked by like almost non-existent things, then you probably won't like that.
If you can't get hooked from the idea of future things and the lore of a game at least a little bit, you're not gonna like it. But if you want to play it casually, it's on a program called Steam. It's Destiny 2, and you can play it free to play. And I'd give it a shot because you try out the gun, see if you like the gunplay, see if you like the abilities. And you can go to the new planet Europa, and you can do the strikes and everything. The only thing you can't do is get the stasis subclass, pretty much.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff you'll miss out on, but there's also a lot of stuff you can do. It's pretty big, so like free to play players still have a lot of leeway in what they want to do. I really think it's a game everyone should try out, but it's not a game I think everyone will love. You know, that's how I see it. Because I think everyone should try it out at one point because it's great, and if you really like it, like if you are into it, it's gonna take up 300 hours of your time at some point. You're gonna look at your hours on Steam and be like, why do I have 300?
Like, I personally started playing this game in June or July of this year. And before that, like, when I would... Because I heard of Destiny 2 before I started playing it. And I played it, like, a very, very, very little. Back when it was on other platforms and stuff when I played it. And I did not like it at all. Like, we all kind of... All my friend group and even, like, Nico here. Like, we kind of made fun of it almost as like a really bad game. And then like now we played it and it's actually a really enjoyable game.
So, and the reasoning for it is they were, the company Bungie was with Activision, and not to throw any shade, but to throw complete shade, Activision ruined the Destiny 2 and Destiny 1 for that matter. There were things that only certain platforms could get on Destiny 1. Destiny 2 was kind of like a pay-to-win game for a while, which I still think they should bring back some of that stuff because, like, I still want to – it's like cosmetics, but, like, I want to be able to buy those cosmetics at some point. But as soon as Activision – or Bungie split with Activision, although they say the opposite, it's whatever, you know, childish stuff, the game became really good, and now it's getting better. So I think that's another reason that they deleted all the year one stuff is because that stuff was when the game was bad. So the stuff wasn't that good anyway. But, you know, I agree. As someone who played this game a lot when it came out, I mean, I liked it at first, and it was back when I didn't really care about roles, so I didn't even know roles were curated. I just equipped what gun I felt like was cool. Now it's a lot different, putting a lot of time into it, but, yeah. So that's it for me. One thing I want to say before is one of our friends has sunk 1,000 hours into this game, and he started playing after I did, and I've not put 1,000 hours, not even close. So,
yeah,
he's pretty much an addict.
He's either addicted to this or League of Legends.
So if you get addicted to stuff easily, you might want to be careful because you might get sucked into it.
Yeah, no, definitely. And if you're gonna buy, and I just want to say, if you're gonna buy the game, there's two DLCs or three DLCs you can buy: Forsaken, Shadowkeep, Beyond Europa, Beyond Light. The new one is Beyond Light. Shadow Keep's the bad one. It's small.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It has a lot of content in it, but it's none of it's about the story itself or the game, like the new planet itself. So it's not my favorite. If you're gonna start with a DLC, start with Forsaken, because that one,
it's cheap.
I mean, I would say Beyond Light would be the one to start with because you get the new subclass and everything. But Forsaken has a lot of content in it, and it now obviously not as much because they deleted some of the stuff. But like in Forsaken, you literally you get a new tree in your light subclasses, so that's a good one to start with. And then I would skip Shadowkeep if you like Forsaken and go straight to Beyond Light. If you think you'll like it, just play Shadowkeep. But again, don't expect to. There's a lot of content, yes. Also, a lot of the content in Shadowkeep is all puzzles and things you have to do with teammates. It's not much solo stuff. So if you play as a solo person, I would recommend there's probably a Discord chat where you could find a group or try to get your friends onto it, because it's really hard to play this game alone. I could never do it.
Yeah, no.
I know Nico couldn't either. Nico hates playing games alone. Even though he started to play Destiny alone a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It used to be I only exclusively played with other people. I just don't have the attention span to do it by myself.
The only time I don't get bored with Destiny, like if I play for hours, because, like, you know, it's after a certain point, it does get a little boring because there's not an objective, is the PvP mode. Because it's always different, makes you angry.
It just makes you angry.
That's
not fun.
But the matches that are fair, and you're not against people who have played this game for 5,000 hours and only play the PvP mode, it's actually pretty fun. It's not as fun when you dominate because, like, you know, they don't get to do much and you just kind of instantly win. But when it's like a fair battle, I have the most fun in those games, and I play the bad games for those good games. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's it for me. You guys want to say anything before we go?
Nope.
Nope. That's about it.
That's about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, on Steam, Destiny 2. If I have the liberty of uploading this podcast, it's hard because of online school. I will put the link to the Steam page in the description of the podcast. And yeah, that's it. I mean, great game. I don't know what else I can say about it. It's just really good.
Yeah.
So that's it for me. And you two don't have anything to say, so I'm Ethan Van Horn. I was joined by JT and Nico, and this was about Destiny 2, and hopefully expect to see them on at some point more. We might do more podcasts about video games. Probably not about Destiny, but, you know, other video games. So that's all. Have a good day, guys.